Next Chapter Podcasts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Sally Kate Holmes, Managing Director of Next Chapter Podcasts, here to tell you about a pretty cool new offering from our friends at Apollo Podcasts. You can now find the Play On Podcasts on Apollo Plus, a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio fiction creators such as us. You can listen ad-free, early access to exclusives, behind-the-scenes supercuts, and more on Apollo Plus. On top of all that, 70% of the revenue on Apollo Plus goes directly to creators. Join Apollo Plus through the Apollo Podcasts app or by going to apollopods.com.
Next Chapter Podcast presents the Play On Podcast series, The Tempest. Episode 5, Rough Magic. For the best listening experience, be sure to use headphones or earbuds. And remember, we are such stuff as dreams are made on.
Ariel, just now you and your supporting cast performed your roles with great success. But now, I must use you again. For another illusion, even stranger.
In service of?
My revenge, Ariel. My sweet revenge. Hurry up, Gonzalo. Don't get left behind.
Oh, I can go no further, Your Majesty. My old bones ache. We're tramping around, lost in a maze, straight ahead one minute, roundabout the next. I'm begging your pardon. I need to rest.
I cannot blame you, Gonzalo. I am exhausted, too, so bone-tired I can barely think. Sit down and rest. Time to say goodbye to Hope, that peddler of lies. My boy is drowned. We've lost our way looking for him, and the sea mocks our useless search on land. Well, let him go.
Come over here, Sebastian.
What?
This is good.
What is it?
I like that he loses hope. Do not let this one brief setback weaken your resolve. Be firm.
The next chance we get, we will take it. It will be done, Antonia.
Let it be tonight. They are worn out now from struggling to get this far. They will not, they cannot be as vigilant as when they are fresh.
I say tonight. Done.
My spirits, greet our guests with gentle actions and amaze their sight with strangeness. Set forth the banquet.
Oh, sweet music, Your Majesty. It's marvelous.
What is that melody? My good friends, listen. Those creatures. Who are they?
So succulent,
so tender,
the juice.
Are they human?
The crunch, sliding on the tongue, spiced and garnished.
Oh, such a sumptuous banquet.
Eat, King Alonso. Fill your belly.
Oh, good angels from heaven protect us. Who are those beings?
Flesh and blood puppets.
Yeah?
How amusing. Now I will believe that unicorns exist.
If I were to inform them of this back in Naples, would they believe me?
Those shapes, those gestures, that melody. I cannot express how amazed I am.
Save your applause till the show is over.
They disappeared. Oh. How did they do that?
Who cares? They left their banquet and we have stomachs. Care to taste the menu?
I'm ready. I'll try this food, though it be my last meal.
Oh.
I don't care. I've lost my son. To my mind, the best is past. My brother Sebastian, my lady Antonio, both of you set to. Do as I do. Oh, delicious. Mm. Oh. Mm. Oh. Now!
Oh, heaven preserve us! Oh, look! That thing! Oh, is it a harpy?
Yes, it is! A harpy! Wings huge as leather sails!
Oh, look, look! Oh, it blots out the sun! Mercy on us! Oh, those claws! That beak! Oh. The drooling, rank poison! Dropping ordure on our food! No!
Speak, foul thing, if you have a voice! I am the King of Naples, and I command you, speak, or be forever damned!
Alonso.
How dare you?
Antonia.
What?
Sebastian, you are three creatures of sin, whom destiny has caused the insatiable sea to belch up on this deserted island, where I have made you mad, such that even the bravest among you will hang or drown yourself.
Sebastian, Antonia, draw your weapons!
Those weapons are now too ponderous for you to lift.
My arm is on fire! I can't move!
Sebastian, come help me!
Be quiet! Now, this is my business with you. Remember how you three from Milan deposed good Prospero? Set him and his innocent child adrift at sea? That foul deed the sea itself has avenged. The powers that be waited, but did not forget. Alonso! Those powers snatched your son from you! And through me, they pronounce your sentence. Unending perdition. Worse than any speedy death. Unless you find it in your heart to feel true remorse and live a blameless life hereafter.
It's gone!
He will be back, Sebastian. Beware!
In the name of all that's holy, Your Majesty, why this strange stare? You seem transfixed.
Oh, it is monstrous. Monstrous. I thought the billows spoke and reminded me. The winds, they sang it to me, and the thunder, that deep and dreadful organ pipe, pronounced the name Prospero. It was the base note of my crime. The reason my son is bedded in ooze. I'll go look for him deeper than any plummet ever sounded and lie there with him mudded.
Just one fiend at a time. I'll fight legions of them!
At your side. Follow me, Sebastian.
I will!
All three of them are desperate. The enormity of their guilt is like a poison that takes effect long after it's administered, and now it starts to fester in their minds. I'll follow them and stop them doing something this madness may drive them to.
Have you ever wondered how to make a shrunken head, or why there was a cat floating up in space in 1963, or just what it takes for a monkey to become an astronaut? Did you know that a snarky, swearing parrot ruined Andrew Jackson's funeral, and that a crew of 28 explorers drifted lost on the ice floes of Antarctica for 2 years during World War I? And why does fruitcake exist? If you want to excavate through the deepest primordial interiors of the human experience, reach back into time and find the stories that connect all of us to a place where real history is woven with storytelling that brings the past back to life, then come visit the History Cache podcast for some exhaustively researched historical narrative that just might inspire you to make your own history. That's Cache, spelled C-A-C-H-E. It's History Better Than Fiction, a podcast crafted for the most curious of minds, available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Well done, my Ariel. You did well. My high magic works. You performed the role of Harpy beautifully, speaking your lines precisely as directed. And a supporting cast, good emotion, imaginative and grotesque, each of them. My enemies now are knotted up in delusions. They are in my power, and I leave them so. Spirit, we must prepare to meet with Caliban. Tell me again, where did you leave those good-for-nothings?
As I told you, sir, they were red-hot with drinking. So pumped up with courage, they flailed at the air for breathing in their faces, beat the ground for kissing their feet, yet always pushed forward with their plan. Then I beat my little drum, at which they pricked up their ears like wild colts, eyes staring, noses in the air, as if they smelled music. I so befuddled their hearing that when I lowed like cattle, they followed like little calves. At last, I left them dancing in a filthy pool behind your hut, up to their chins in a lake of slime. That stunk far worse than their own feet.
This was well done, my bird. Stay invisible and bring my ceremonial robes and finery from my house. Bait to catch these thieves.
I go.
Caliban's a devil. A born devil, on whose nature nurture leaves no mark. Oh, the pains I took to care for him. All lost, quite lost. And as his body grows uglier with age, so his mind rots. I will hound them all until they squeal. Yes, I will. Come, hang the clothes on this line. Now, make them glow and glitter.
How they shine! How they dazzle!
Here they come! Hide.
How far is it?
Come. This way. Don't stop now.
This is
Are we there yet? Bastards, please.
They're dripping wet.
Monster, your flying elf, which you say is a harmless elf, has done little better than play us for fools.
Shh, please, tread lightly. So not even a blind mole could hear a footfall. We are near his hut.
Monster, I smell all of horse piss. At which my nose is in great indignation.
So is mine. Do you hear, monster? If I should take a dislike to you, look out.
You'll be a done-for monster.
Dear master, let me not fall out of favor with you. Be patient, for the prize I'll bring you to will blot out this slight misfortune. So speak softly. All is hushed as midnight still.
Yes, but to lose our bottles in that pool!
Shh! I'll get that bottle back, even if I have to dive to the bottom for it!
For heaven's sake, my king, be quiet. Look here. See it? This is the door to the hut. Not a sound. Enter. And do that good, dirty deed that can make this island yours forever. And I, your Caliban, your constant footlicker.
Give me your hand. I do begin to have bloody thoughts.
Ooh! Wait! King Stefano! Oh, my lord! Oh, your excellency, Stefano! Look at these clothes! What finery!
Let it alone, you fool! It is nothing but trash!
Oh, monster! We know what's trash! This is no hand-me-down! Oh, King Stefano! Oh, look at me!
Take off that robe, Tricolo! That robe is mine! You hear?
Your grace shall have it.
Drown in your own vomit, Tricolo! What possesses you to drool over such garbage? Let it alone and do the murder first. If he wakes up, he'll fill our skins from head to toe with cramps. Make us so we can't recognize ourselves.
You be quiet, monster. Now, jacket. You're coming off the rack and onto my waistline. So now you've gone to waste.
Good one.
I want none of it. We'll be too late. And all will be turned into barnacles or apes with horrible low foreheads.
Hands to work, monster. Get on with it. Carry this robe.
And this one.
Bring on the huntsman! And now, let loose your dogs! Hey, Fury, hey!
Get away! Get off me!
Fury, Prince, there! Tyrant, there! Here, boy, here!
Stop! Please! No! No!
Bad dog! Bad dog! Get out!
Cripple their sinews with cramps of old age! Bruise them with more spots than leopards or mountain cats! Prince Fury Fang! Hunt them till they drop!
Sir...
Ariel? Stay close for a little longer. Do as I tell you, and you shall have air and freedom. What time of day is it?
The sixth hour. The time, my lord, you said we should conclude our work.
I did so. When I first raised the tempest. Tell me, spirit, how are the king and his followers?
All confined in one place, as you directed, sir. Prisoners, just as you left them. They cannot budge till you release them. The king, his brother, and your sister too. All three are in a trance.
But the most affected is the one you called, sir. The good old...
Gonzala.
Her tears run down her cheeks like winter's drops from thatched roofs. That is how powerfully your magic works on them. If you were to see them now, your hard heart would grow tender.
Do you think so, Spirit?
Mine would, sir, were I human.
And mine shall. Can you, who are nothing but air, sense their afflictions and be touched by them? And shall I, one of their kind, with feelings just like theirs, able to suffer like them, not be moved to greater kindness than you are? Though their high crimes have left an open wound, yet I will be generous and take the side of reason against my fury. All too seldom do we choose mercy over vengeance. Since they repent, I, in turn, will pursue my plan not a frown further. Go, release them, Ariel. I'll break my spell, restore them to their senses, and they shall be themselves.
I'll fetch them, sir.
You elves of hills, brooks, still lakes and forests, you that leave no footprint in the sand, chasing the ebbing tides and fleeing them as they flow back.
You little sprites that love to work by moonlight, sprouting mushrooms overnight, with your assistance, I have dimmed the sun at noontide, called forth the mutinous winds, set roaring war between the green sea and the azure vault above. I have ignited dreadful rattling thunder, made the cliff shake to its rocky base, plucked up the pine and cedar root and branch. At my command, graves have roused their sleepers, opened, and let them out. But I here renounce this rough magic. And when I have called forth some sublime music, which I now do, to work its charms upon their senses, I'll break my staff, bury it certain fathoms in the earth, and far from sight, in the darkest ocean depths, I'll drown my book.
Sir, King Alonso and the others are still under your spell.
Come, Ariel. Bring them in.
The Play On podcast series, The Tempest, was written by William Shakespeare and translated into modern English verse by Kenneth Cavender. All episodes were directed by Andy Wolk. The cast is as follows. Prospero, J.O. Sanders. Miranda, Kim Wan. Ariel and Juno, Kuhu Verma. Caliban, Greg Mascala. Ferdinand, Greg Cuyar. Alonzo, Kevin Kilner. Antonia, Jordan Baker. Sebastian, Anthony Cochran. Gonzala, Marianne Plunkett. Stefano, Brent Jennings. Trinculo, Barzin Akavan. Bosun, Ceres, and others, Paco Tolson. Iris, Nancy Rodriguez. Casting by the Telsey Office, Karen Castle, CSA, and Ada Karamanian. Voice and text coach, Julie Foe. Episode scripts were adapted and produced by Catherine Eaton. Original music by Lawrence Schrag. Music editor, Miles Bergsma. Sound design and mix by Lindsay Jones. Sound engineering by Sadaharu Yagi. Mix engineer and dialogue editor, Larry Walsh. Podcast mastering by Greg Cortez at New Monkey Studio. Coordinating producer, Transcend Streaming, Kira Bowie and Liana Keys. Executive producer, Michael Goodfriend. The managing director of business operations and partnerships at Next Chapter Podcast is Sally Cade Holmes. The Play On Podcast series, The Tempest, is produced by Next Chapter Podcasts and is made possible by the generous support of the HITS Foundation. Visit ncpodcasts.com for more about the Play On Podcast series. Visit playonshakespeare.org for more about Play On Shakespeare. Hear more about Play On Shakespeare podcast series by subscribing to Play On Premium at ncpodcasts.com, where you'll find interviews with artists, producers, and engineers who brought it all to life. And remember, we are such stuff as dreams are made on.
Hi, this is Sally Cade Holmes, Managing Director of Next Chapter Podcasts, here to tell you about a pretty cool new offering from our friends at Apollo Podcasts. You can now find the Play On Podcasts on Apollo Plus, a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio fiction creators such as us. You can listen ad-free, early access to exclusives, behind-the-scenes supercuts, and more on Apollo Plus. On top of all that, 70% of the revenue on Apollo Plus goes directly to creators. Join Apollo Plus through the Apollo Podcasts app or by going to apollopods.com.
Next Chapter Podcasts.